This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning and welcome to Ion Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. My show airs every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7, and this is our community show, Ion Houston. Every Sunday morning, we do our best to highlight great happenings within and around Houston. Today, we're going to find out about the Houston Firefighters Protection Fund, what purpose it serves, and how they plan to raise money to continue their effort. Join us from the Houston Fire Department's Public Affairs Office, Abby Ramos and Paul Box. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. Now, before we talk about the Houston Firefighters Protection Fund, I want to get to know the two of you a little bit. Abby, you are a former firefighter, but how long have you been with the Houston Fire Department's Public Affairs Office?
I've been with the Public Affairs Office for a year now.
Now, what caused you to make the transition into the office versus the field?
Okay, when I was in the field, I got pregnant, had my third child. So I was placed on light duty with the Public Affairs Office, and I kind of got a good feel of the work environment, and it helps that I'm bilingual, so they kept me there and I love it.
Now, Paul, how about yourself? How did you get involved? How long have you been with the Public Affairs Office?
Well, I answered an ad on Craigslist, and I've been there for 14 years, so it's been a great run.
Now, how would you describe the overall experience of working with the office?
We have a great public affairs team, and we're basically the first responder's first responder. You know, when people need help from the fire department, it's not an emergency. They call us. You know, we do all kinds of great work out in the community, and it's really a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to work with this great team.
Now, speaking of work with the community, you and I have worked fairly closely over the past three Christmases with the Houston Fire Department's Operation Stocking Stuffer program. I know the program's been going on for quite some time now, but this is where we help to give toys to children in our community who would otherwise go without. How would you describe last year's Operation Stocking Stuffer turnout?
To quote, it's ginormous. We provided toys to over 6,000 people or families, and when you factor in 3 to 5 kids per family, we reached about 18,000 to 25,000 kids.
That's so amazing. You know, it's truly great work, and I have told you this before, but the monumental amount of toys I saw in that church at the distribution center last year, I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yeah, I think we gave Santa the day off down here, so it was just amazing.
I'm sure he appreciated it. You know, I remember just seeing the lines and lines and lines of bicycles of all sizes for all ages, and then that. And then the amount of red bags, like it was like Santa Claus literally had his workshop there.
Yeah, I mean, you take into consideration a lot of the bike drives that people have. You know, they'll have 500 bikes or so. We had almost 1,000 bikes to go along with all the toys. So, you know, it was just an amazing event. It's typical for Houston response to kids that need it.
And hats off to you guys on the smoothness of that, because the way that the line runs so smoothly and it's so organized, and you guys just do a great job.
So thanks so much. It's really a pleasure to do it.
Now, I love that it gets bigger and better every year also. It's a really amazing work that gets done with the program. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. This is our community show called Eye on Houston. Abby Ramos and Paul Box from the Houston Fire Department's Public Affairs Office are here to talk about the Houston Firefighters Protection Fund. And now, Abby, how would you describe the fund to someone who doesn't know about it or has never heard of it?
Okay, so the Houston Firefighters Protection Fund provides financial assistance to firefighters and the families in the event that if they were to get injured or if the a family member gets injured and is hospitalized due to that or also an illness.
So now it doesn't have to happen in the field. This could just be if maybe they have pneumonia and they go to the hospital. You guys help take care of some of the personal needs.
That's correct. Yes, it doesn't have to be an injury, but it could include anything that requires the firefighter or a family member to be hospitalized for 3 days or more.
Gotcha. So this is it's not. We talked about this before. It's not really a medical assistance. It's a personal assistance. It's a way to help kind of relieve the stress of everyday life while they're dealing with their medical, whatever it may be.
Yes, correct. Yeah, the money that is provided to them could be to feed the family while they're in the hospital, pay for parking, pay for additional childcare if needed, like you mentioned earlier. So it's really a great thing to help, because these things are not expected, and sometimes it's just not within your budget.
Now, how long has the fund been active?
It was created in 2006.
And so we're looking at 13 years or going on 13 years now. How have they raised money for this fund?
With the golf tournament, we're able to raise lots of money, as well as business donations and private donations.
Now, we're going to talk about the golf tournament coming up that helps to raise money for the Houston Firefighter Protection Fund. If you're just joining us, good morning. This is Eye on Houston. It's our community show where we talk about great things happening within our community. Abby Ramos and Paul Box from the Houston Fire Department's Public Affairs Office are with us this morning, and they've told us about the amazing effort with the Houston Firefighters Protection Fund. Now, on to the golf tournament. And Mr. Paul Box, this is one of my favorite golf tournaments all year. Tell us when and where it's going to be this year.
The golf tournament is going to be May 13th. It's going to be at Pine Forest Country Club on Clay Road. We're going to have a shotgun start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll have breakfast and check in at 7.
So, is there also going to be a lunch served?
Of course.
I got to tell you, last year the lunch was slapping. It was delicious. I remember it, man.
Well, you work with me, you're going to eat. So
now, also, I'm sure there's still some openings for sponsorships and players. What all are you looking for?
We still have a few hole sponsorships available. We have player spots available. And a few sponsors, so we'd love to have anybody join us. It's open to everybody.
Yeah, and one of the things about this is, if you're a business, it's a great way to not only support first responders and support the community with the Houston Fire Department, but also it's a tax write-off at the end of it.
It is, and I think it's important to note that the Firefighter Protection Fund doesn't receive any money from the city or the fire department. All the money that it gets is generated by the golf tournament or private donations.
So if you're listening and you're looking for a way to help give back to the firefighters and first responders, this is a great way to do it. Paul, how can someone contact you if they'd like to sign up for Sponsor Hole?
If they want to give me a call, my number is 832-394-6636, or you can give me an email at paul.box@houstontx.gov.
Now, the website and information also on Facebook page?
It'll be on our Facebook, and it'll be on our website at houstontx.gov/fire.
Now, Abby, are you going to play this year?
I'll play my part by supporting.
Hey, I like it.
And eating.
That works, for sure. And I remember last year, the raffle was awesome. There's lots of great prizes. Silent auction, live auction this year, too?
We're going to have a silent and live auction. Great raffle stuff. We have great goodie bags. And just a lot of fun. We have lots of vendors setting up on hold so people can meet them and we'll have lots of food, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, just so y'all know, I plan on winning this year.
Yeah, good luck.
Like I said, I'm bringing in the hired guns. I've got some ringers with me, and we're going to do everything we can to take home that amazing trophy.
Ringers are good. Yeah.
Yep. So if you want more information, you can follow us on Facebook. You can just search Eye on Houston. Also, reach out to me. My name is Nick Russo. I'd love to pass on the information. If you have any questions, I can connect you with Paul or Abby to help get you signed up for this amazing cause. It's the Houston Firefighters Charity Classic. This is to help the Houston Firefighters Protection Fund. Abby, Paul, thank y'all for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Nick.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.